Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. If you've been thinking about joining the 2023 Good News Cruise coming up next January, don't miss the chance. The reason I'm making a big deal about this today is because the current rates with the discounts are only guaranteed until August 14th. So we're looking at this weekend. And so it's kind of the last chance is coming up to get in on the discounted rates. And by the way, the Royal Caribbean has removed the vaccination requirements for all passengers. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on in this segment. But joining me is one of our presenters for the Good News Cruise, Curtis Martin. He is founder and CEO of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, one of the fastest-growing college outreach apostolates within American Catholicism. He's also author of Making Missionary Disciples. You can follow his work at focus.org, and you can learn more about the cruise at goodnewscruise.org. Curtis, good to have you back here. Thanks.
Al, it's always great to be with you and your listeners.
Let's talk a little bit about the work you're doing there at Focus. I never want to let a moment pass when we're together where we don't get a chance to at least talk about the extraordinary inroads you're making into the American universities. Talk to us a little bit about Focus.
Well, it's so fun to say that because literally less than 5 minutes ago, I just finished the final training session for our 900 missionaries before the school year starts. So 900 full-time missionaries serving 187 campuses plus 23 parishes, both mostly in the United States, a little bit in Western Europe. We're just watching tens of thousands of young people come alive in Christ. It really is extraordinary. And so we're getting ready this year. Actually, in January, we'll celebrate our 25th anniversary. And it's just been fun to watch. Started with two part-time missionaries. Now, as I said, 900 full-time missionaries.
Wow.
This spring, we just crested more than 1,000 religious vocations have come through Focus. It's just been extraordinary.
That is so fruitful, beautiful. Tell me why you're taking time to join us on the Good News Cruise.
Well, the same reason I hope that your listeners will think about joining as well. You know, we're busy people, my wife, Mike Land, and I, and we've got 9 kids, 4 of them still at home.
Yep.
By that time, it'll only be 3. One's going off to college.
Uh-huh.
But we need to take time, all of us need to take time to invest in our faith and in our family and our marriage. And this is a great opportunity to do that. We've got great speakers. We'll be having Mass every day. Archbishop Aquila and other priests are going to be there. It's going to be really wonderful. And speakers who are very inspirational, you and Sally will be there.
Right.
Dr. Ray Grandy, Teresa Tomeo, Chris Stefanik,
yep.
Steve and Janet Ray. I mean, it's a really great list of people. And to be able to sit back and say, I want to be inspired. I want to have a time to just take my wife on an extended date, right? To be able to hold her hand and listen to inspirational talks.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited about the opportunity to invest in our marriage for the sake of our kids, but also for everything else we do. If our marriage isn't healthy, my work in Focus will suffer mightily.
This is so important to keep in mind because really our witness to the kingdom has to emerge out of stable marriages, fruitful marriages, where we're able to build what is commonly being called now the domestic church. And so this is one reason we're so excited about the Good News Cruise here at Ave Maria Radio. We've been a part of it from the very beginning, and I was unable to come last January, but Sally and I are looking forward to this January. And there's a deadline coming up that I want to make sure everybody's aware of. If you want to take advantage of the discounts available right now, there's a $100 discount. You can register with promo code ROMANCE9. That's ROMANCE9, and you'll get a $100 discount. Here's the thing, though. We need to have these registrations in before the weekend. August 14th is the cutoff date. What happens is we have to reserve so much of the cruise ship, and we've got to fill a certain percentage of those reserved rooms by such and such a date, and that happens this time to be August 14th. So you can register after August 14th. We'll have plenty of, cabins available. But you'll get the discount before August 14th, and it also makes the planning with Royal Caribbean that much easier. So I'm asking you to just, again, go online, go to goodnewscruise.org, that's goodnewscruise.org, and register. Again, the promo code is
Romance9. Romance9, all capitals are Romance. And then you get an additional $100 per couple off. But like you said, Al, it's a limited time. And so we're really hoping that people will jump on. I'll tell you, when we received the invitation, we thought about it for about 30 minutes, and then we were like, let's do this. So I hope you're out there listening today. Make that decision and do something really spectacular for your spouse.
Yeah. And the thing I love about it, too, is it's well planned. There's plenty of time to be with your spouse. You won't just be running from, you know, liturgy to instruction to another event. There's time, lots of breathing room, so that you're able to spend romantic time with your spouse. You can talk, and it's a great bunch of people to be with, too. We met so many listeners last time I went on one of these, and we're still in touch with a number of them to this day. So, again, I urge everybody to take advantage of this opportunity right now by going to goodnewscruise.org. Promo code is all caps, Romance9. You'll get the $100 discount. And, again, do it before August 14th because that will also strengthen our relationship with the Royal Caribbean.
And it's really a double savings because the room rates are lower right now until the 14th, and you get the $100 off. After the 14th, the room rates are going to go up. There'll still be the Romance 9 offer will last until the end of August, but the roommates will be up. So this is the best time and save quite a bit of money by acting quickly.
Yeah. Do you when you trained Focus missionaries, how much time do you spend talking about the role of family, marriage, children, because they're going to eventually cease being single people. Most of them will get married.
No, and I that's a great question, Al. I tell you, one of the things I love about Focus is the church talks about marriage preparation in three categories. It talks about remote preparation, and then it talks about proximate preparation, which is what most people think about. So you're going to marriage classes, and then immediate, the stuff that leads right up to the wedding day. And but nobody really does remote. And I would like to argue, and I've had other people tell me this, that Focus is one of the best remote preparations for marriage in the church today, because we're teaching young people how to live virtuously and how to restore noble courtship and dating and how to live chastely. And so people are meeting one another in the midst of a culture that is not doing any of these things.
Right.
And they're establishing great friendships. And then within that group of friends, they fall in love with somebody in that group. And it's an amazing support system. So we do teach to it in the classrooms. We actually have we've created with David B. Wright and others, we've created actually a marriage mentorship program within Focus where we are walking through a curriculum with groups, whether they're getting ready to get married or the people who have already been married, because staying married today is tough. And even if you stay together, to really stay united and stay in love is challenging. And if you're a Christian, the devil hates you more than any married couple. If you're a Catholic, he hates you more than that. If you're a Catholic married couple on mission, that's about as worst. You know, you couldn't have a bigger bullseye on your back. So our married missionary couples, while they're doing quite well, it's hard. And so to be able to love on them and care for them, it really has become a major portion of what we're doing. All the way from remote preparation to going to Focus weddings. My wife and I just had to give RSVPs to 7 different Focus weddings just this week. They're happening all the time. I mean, you're talking about thousands and thousands of marriages and many thousands of children.
Wow. That's tremendous. Well, one of the things I love about Focus is that you're training young men and young women to learn how to live virtuously as a single person, so they have a sense of mission already. They're not waiting to get married to have a sense of mission. They already have a sense of mission.
Absolutely.
This is so important.
And now it's not just the 40,000 students that we're serving on a daily basis on college campus. We've got 50,000 alumni. So you're talking about well over 100,000 people by the time you realize, well, these people are making new friends. Some of these people are getting married to people who were never involved in Focus. So it's becoming a really large audience to come. And if you are a Focus alumni, We want to give a particular invitation for you to join us on the Good News Cruise. We'd love to see you, Mike Land and I, there. We're going to be hosting a little gathering for the Focus family that come and share a bit of the good news that's going on. And so we'd particularly like to speak to any of you that are out there to join us for the Good News Cruise. But all of the listeners for Al's wonderful program, we would love to see you. As Al, you said, we'd love to meet you, establish relationships. Yeah.
Yes.
And build memories.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we do. And I want to stress again that you have plenty. This is an opportunity for you to spend time with your spouse, as well as to worship, as well as to learn, as well as to fellowship and meet outstanding men and women there. It's a very, I talked to Teresa about this and also Ray. One of the things we love about it is getting to know listeners face to face. It's a very different experience than just being on microphone. And just, you're in a room. Maybe you've got your producer, your board op with you, and you know. But meeting listeners face to face is a whole different experience, and it's very encouraging to us. We love doing it, and one of the reasons we love events like the Good News Cruise. And so let me say again, you can register now. The promo code is Romance9, capital Romance9, and you'll get a $100 discount. And we also need to meet this August 14th deadline. You'll be able to register through the month of August to get this discount, but we need to register before the 14th in order to work out our arrangements with Royal Caribbean. So go to goodnewscruise.com. That, again, is goodnewscruise.org. And use the promo code Romance9, Romance in caps, to get the $100 discount.
One of the things you said, Al, that you didn't say, but it hits me, and it was a big selling point for me. This is also January 15th through 21st.
Yeah, good point.
It's pretty chilly in Colorado, and I know it is where you are.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to be down in the Caribbean for a week.
It is. You're right. I overlooked that, but it is one of the things to look forward to. It's a time to get out where there's sun. And, you know, a lot of people need sun. I mean, they have seasonal affective disorder. This is a good opportunity to come down and get great weather, which has its own benefits for you physically as well. You've been expanding the work of Focus into parishes, is that right?
We have been, yes, about 4 years now.
Yeah. Tell us what that's about.
It's really exciting. So what happened was, we had some missionaries who, our primary work is on the university campuses, primarily U.S., but we are in Western Europe. But we had some missionaries, they came to me and said, look, I love our mission. I want to do this for the rest of my life, but I don't know that I want to hang out with 18-year-olds at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, was there any way that I could stay on staff, but maybe I could go back to my home parish? And we said, well, sure, we'll give it a try. And it was wildly successful. We just had the parish teams in, and the priests are so united. One of the things that's been very fun is, you know, our priests get great training on theology and philosophy, but there is actually no training in disciple making given in the seminary.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we've asked our parish priests, if you do this, don't just hire our missionaries, but join us and learn the art of disciple making with us.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, it's brought such unity and joy and such fruitfulness.
Nope.
Unbelievable. It's explosive.
Yeah. Curtis, music has come up. Thanks for being with me today. I'm looking forward to being with you in January on the Good News Cruise, and we'll continue to ask listeners to join us. Thanks.
Thanks, Al.
Curtis Martin, founder and CEO of Focus.